This is a budget of the deconstruction of the federal government. They are deconstructionists. They have said that. I mean, they make no bones about that. They have, if one thing, listen to what they say. There is clarity. They want to deconstruct. In this case, you see what they're doing in terms of infrastructure. And in case of Speaker Ryan, he has in his budget over and over again that we would take the guarantee away from Medicare. Without a guarantee, Medicare is a guarantee. Without a guarantee, you're reverting back to how it was for seniors before we had Medicare. So this is all about a philosophical distrust of the role of the federal government in any way in meeting the needs of the American people. Should there be a debate? Should we subject all spending to the harshest of scrutiny? We certainly should. And those of us who have advocated for some of it are the harshest critics to make sure that those investments accomplish what they set out to do. So we don't have any argument about saying, okay, are we getting our money's worth for what we need to do for the American people? But that's not what this is about. This is systemic deconstruction of the federal government and the role. So it's very hard to see where the president will come out on infrastructure. Perhaps this is paving the way for what I fear, which is that he's going to have a bill that will be a tax bill for the rich disguised as infrastructure, where the federal taxpayer will subsidize the construction of something to give opportunity for somebody to own it in the private sector, charge fees so the taxpayer is paying twice, subsidizing it and then paying for use of it while somebody profits from it. So that's what we have to be careful of, because the Republicans in Congress and this White House, as we're seeing now just in a few weeks, never miss an opportunity to suck up money from the middle class and working class families to the richest people in our country. And you see that in how they establish their budget priorities in this bill so that they can say we can give more tax cuts to the rich and we can be in balance in the budget because we've cut education, research, infrastructure, and the rest.